Hey there, listeners. Welcome to The Real, Raw, Relevant, the podcast where we dive deep into the messy, beautiful, and often overlooked aspect of life. I'm your host, Alicia Eads, and I'm passionate about creating a space where we can be honest, vulnerable, and unapologetically ourselves. In this podcast, we explore a wide range of topics from personal growth and relationships to social issues. We'll have a candid conversation about our own personal stories and offer practical tips and insights to help you navigate the complexities of life. Whether you're looking for motivation, connection, or simply a good laugh, Real, Raw, and Relevant is the place to be. So grab your favorite beverage, put on your headphones, and get ready to dive in as we unpack the power of vulnerability and what that means, shedding that mask of embracing vulnerability. So let's be honest, vulnerability can feel scary at times. It opens us up to potential hurt, rejection, and sometimes even judgment. But here's the thing, we often put on our mask to protect ourselves, to present that perfect image to the world. But this mask can be exhausting to maintain. I don't know about you, but I feel more validated and good when I'm around individuals and they get to see my true authentic self. I mean, obviously we've all been in rooms and environments where we're around people that may be a little different from us. It's okay. You could be respectful, but know that you want to show up as your authentic self. It's much, much more pleasant, much more calm, much more convenient when you could be your authentic self in the room. And keep in mind, there's a cost of being inauthentic. Living inauthentically can lead to feelings of isolation, anxiety, and even depression. So you have to take that leap and jump out and just be your true authentic self. Let's talk about the incredible power of vulnerability, where you open yourself up and share your true self to others, where you create a deeper, more meaningful connection. There's definitely true power in being real and authentic. Most people underestimate the power of being genuine. One of the deepest connections is when two people are communicating in a vulnerable way. Both people are experiencing an authentic, honest connection. Oh my goodness, that's the absolute best. One of the greatest encounters that doesn't happen often because people have lost the ability to be authentic and vulnerable, to create genuine connections. Authenticity is attractive and it's very magnetic. I can tell you, I can recall on several occasions having a conversation with someone, just being my authentic self and the realness that draws us closer together. It's sort of like two kindred spirits. It was like a breath of fresh air in the room because real recognized real. And vulnerability, that isn't a form of weakness. It's actually a form of courage and action. And if you need any more guidance with embracing your true self and being vulnerable and practice mindfulness, Real, Raw, and Relevant is available at Barnes & Noble. Get your copy today. Now, keep in mind, you gain great freedom by shedding the mask. You actually liberate yourself from the pressure to conform and live a life that truly reflects who you are. Have you ever tried to build relationships? Have you ever tried to connect with someone and you see things are going sour and you just think it could be better? How can you improve your relationships when you're not showing up as your true authentic self? They're not getting the real version of you because you're trying to portray this image as the best version of you. So it's important that you take time to nurture the authentic you. So as you think about it, reflect on how can you actually embrace vulnerability in your daily life. Whether that's sharing small personal details with trusted friends or family, your tribe, that circle that you develop. Keep in mind, your vibe attracts your tribe. So you want to make sure that you're building those genuine connections, and you can't form a genuine, authentic connection unless you're taking that step to be honest and vulnerable. So now keep in mind, you do want to set boundaries. That's critical. Vulnerability doesn't mean you have to overshare and, you know, have diarrhea of the mouth. Let others take advantage of you. That's not vulnerability. We want to set appropriate boundaries, and we want to have constructive vulnerability and find that safe space. That is critical. That is so imperative, because we're talking about being vulnerable, being open, showing your softer side. The last thing you want to do is open yourself up and be vulnerable to someone that's not receptive, in a space that's not safe, because that's going to push you further away from being vulnerable in the future, because 9 times out of 10, that room or that environment, it's not going to be receptive if it's not a safe space. So keep that in mind. Use mindfulness, use awareness when you're opening up and you decide to be vulnerable. Keep that in mind. Now, there are rewards for being authentic. The rewards for embracing vulnerability, they're very immense. Living authentically leads to a deeper sense of peace and joy. I have so much joy. I have so much peace. I keep my circle small, and everyone around me has been vetted. But the great thing is I can be my true self, and I have great relationships, and I love that I can show them me at every stage of my life, you know, whether that's the good, the bad, and different. We're all together and we're all making that connection. So keep in mind that there is no greater confidence than, you know, that level of acceptance and knowing that you were open and you were authentic, and that draws people in like nothing else. When we're genuine, we're not just being true to ourselves, but we're giving others permission to be real too. So authenticity breaks down barriers, it creates trust, and it actually allows us as people to connect on deeper levels. It's extremely attractive about people who know who they are and they embrace it, and they don't pretend to be anything else other than their true authentic self. They actually radiate a kind of calm confidence that feels both grounding and also inspiring. So take that leap of faith and take small steps. And believe it or not, when you start your journey, you'll actually inspire others to be authentic, because it starts with you setting that example for your tribe and people around you, because they're able to read that. They're able to read if you're being genuine. They're able to read if you're being phony. So when people see someone living fully as themselves and owning their strengths and admitting to their vulnerabilities and not being external, you know, those expectations lift it. They feel encouraged to do the same. So remember that you being authentic, that's contagious, because it feels safe and it feels freeing. So believe not only in people, they'll actually gravitate towards that realness and that light in you. So that's a pivotal moment where you can be authentic and find that joy and inspire those deeper connections where you're creating authentic friendships by simply being yourself, you know. The more you embrace your own uniqueness, the more you empower others to let their own uniqueness shine through. Know that you're beautiful and radiant in your own special way. You don't have to look or act like anyone else. You're amazing just the way you are. Celebrating diversity is a way to highlight beauty and diverse perspectives. People feel valued for who they are rather than pressured to conform. Becoming truly authentic is an ongoing journey. It's a destination that's worth exploring. Authenticity isn't about being perfect. It's about accepting both the things you love about yourself and the things you'd like to gradually improve. When you embrace all parts of yourself, you're less likely to hide or pretend to be something you're not. You know, some people you know, think it's all about being flawless. Sorry, someone tell Beyonce that we're not flawless. We're not all like that. No one is perfect. It's important to have grace for yourself in areas that you have flaws in. It's easy to feel vulnerable or self-conscious when you're being true to yourself. Be kind to yourself and remember that everyone has insecurities. Self-compassion, build resilience, and help yourself stay grounded when you feel uncertain. In every moment, try to act in the way that feels aligned with your true, authentic core values and belief. Even if it feels uncomfortable, trust that being real will lead to the deeper, more meaningful connections in your life. Having appropriate boundaries, like I said, that's critical. Know who to open up with, know where that safe space is. And being authentic, that just simply means living your life with integrity, allowing yourself to grow and fully embrace all aspects of who you are, every single part of you. As you practice this, it becomes easier, and the connections and self-respect that results in making your journey much more worth it. You know, in essence, validation is for parking. Don't look to others for your self-worth and self-esteem. Take time to reflect on who you are and what matters to you the most, and show up in every environment and every room that you're in as your true, authentic self. There's nothing better than you. Great news. You don't have to show up as anybody other than yourself. You're perfect just the way you are. Your imperfections, that's actually what makes you human. Embracing your flaws just reminds others that life is messy for everyone. We all have bad days. We all make mistakes and we face insecurities. By showing our own humanity, you're actually signaling that it's okay to be imperfect, which makes others feel more at ease. So embracing your flaws, that has a powerful impact on how others perceive and connect with you. Perfection can be intimidating. Trust me, I know all about it. I'm known to be a perfectionist. I had to break that. I'm working to break that barrier. So I speak from experience. When you present yourself as perfect, others may think they need to act the same way to match up to how you're coming across, which creates a distance. So it's okay to acknowledge your flaws. Like I embrace them. I laugh at myself. I'm like, okay, that was a mistake. It's not the end of the world. On the other hand, it makes you approachable and it allows others to feel comfortable being themselves without fear of judgment. Give yourself grace and permission to embrace all of your flaws. Of course, you want to work on improving them, but it's okay that you have those imperfections. Showing vulnerability, that helps people connect because they see that you face struggles and insecurities as well. When you embrace your flaws, you're giving others permissions to embrace their flaws as well. So this shared vulnerability can lead to deeper, more genuine connections. And it often, you know, sometimes we struggle to resonate with others. So this allow people to be seen when you do that. So I find beauty in knowing that I'm a work in progress, which means that there's always areas to improve, but I'm not hard on myself. Grace is key. You have to remember to have grace for yourself. When you're acknowledging your flaws instead of hiding them, you demonstrate self-compassion, which can inspire others to be kinder to themselves. So this acceptance also shows a willingness to grow as you're embracing imperfections. It doesn't mean that being complacent, but rather than accepting when you where you are in life while you're working towards your goals. This is a good balance. This balance of self-acceptance and self-improvement is relatable and inspiring. So keep in mind, balance of self-acceptance and self-improvement. Flaws are something that's just unique aspect of part of us that reminds us that you don't have to fit a certain mold. Embrace all of your flaws and see those flaws as unique traits. That's what makes you you. That's your stamp of uniqueness. When you're open to your imperfections, you alleviate the social pressure that comes from trying to meet unrealistic standards, both for yourself and for others. This can actually help create a more accepting and supportive community where people feel free to be their genuine selves, which can create a ripple effect, making it more people comfortable at being real. Can you imagine being in a room like that where everyone is just real? Vulnerability. You owe it to yourself to take off that mask of perfection. I don't know about you, but I can feel the pressure release when I don't have unrealistic expectations placed on me. In a world where social media often pressures people to appear perfect, embracing your flaws can actually be refreshing and revolutionary. Trust me on that. You will stand out by not trying so hard to overimpress others. There were so many times I stood out and I didn't even know others were watching by simply just being myself. It shows that you're willing to own every aspect of you, which is both relatable and empowering for others to witness. So embracing your flaws, that makes you approachable. You foster deeper connections and you're able to celebrate being human. Now is the time to reflect on any area that you don't like about yourself or think you may need to improve. This is the area where you can gain power in knowing that imperfections are what makes you unique. Think about your level of authenticity and how that shows up in relationships with others. It shows up in relationships that requires, you know, open communication, empathy, and respect for the differences when you're showing that level of vulnerability or you're showing your imperfections. Honesty strengthens relationships. However, it's very imperative to disagree respectfully when you feel your views are different. Active listening, that's critical. You want to make sure that you are fostering, you know, listening intentionally, listening to understand, listening with intent, to take time to make sure that you understand someone. Don't pretend that you're getting their viewpoint and you're not. You have a voice. And your authentic opinion, it matters. In order to have authentic relationships, you must have the appropriate boundaries when you're building relationships. That's a part of being authentic, is not overcommitting yourself and saying yes to so many things that don't align with your values. When you honor your boundaries, you honor your true self. You have that self-reflection on your values. Examine your relationships. Make sure that you're showing up as your true self with your family, your friends, your coworkers, because let me tell you, setting healthy boundaries in relationships is essential for building trust, respect, and a sense of security. Boundaries are the personal limits that we establish to protect our emotional, mental, physical well-being, and they help define what's acceptable for us in relationships. Have limits on what you will or will not do. Know what feels right to you and communicate that. Stick to your boundaries. It's a sign of self-respect and it shows others how you wish to be treated. Communicate open and honest with your loved ones. Instead of sweeping problems under the rug, be open about them. Addressing issues as they come up, that helps prevent resentment. And it also fosters a level of growth. So being honest and transparent, that's a healthy way and approach to build good relationships. People will treat you according to your attitudes and your values. The worst thing you could do is create new relationships that are based on false perceptions of you. So you owe it to yourself to build those meaningful connections and relationships with people who will embrace you for who you are and not who you pretend to be. So take time to reflect on how you are perceived by others and make a mental note on how you come across as well. This will be a true indicator of how things are for you and what you need to improve on. Being authentic is a journey worth exploring. On this journey, we often shed layers of who we thought we should be, embracing instead of who we genuinely are. And that's a process itself. It's a process of aligning actions with values, making conscious choices and decisions, and sort of embracing the courage to be real, even when it feels vulnerable or challenging, by viewing authenticity as a journey, we allow ourselves to grow, knowing that we're always evolving into fuller expressions of ourselves. Be inquisitive and keep an open mind to explore new things and also new possibilities. There's nothing better than showing up as your authentic self as you constantly grow and evolve. Patience is key on this newfound journey. Just make that commitment today to show up as the best authentic version of yourself. Committing to be the best version of yourself, it's powerful and it brings promise to yourself and to the people around you. It means continuously seeking growth, embracing challenges, and staying true to your core values. Taking care of your body and mind, that's the real foundation of your strong, resilient self. Exercise, proper nutrition, mindfulness, and just all of the essentials to make you more of a well-rounded individual. By doing this, you're able to show that self-compassion that builds resilience and also self-awareness, which helps you on your journey of being the authentic, truthful you. You owe it to yourself on this great found journey. And like I said, take that time to really hone in on your insecurities and how you can balance working on and accepting, but also improving those things. So this is the basic framework. I just want to say thank you for joining me today on this exploration of vulnerability. Remember, authenticity is a journey. It's not a destination. So be patient with yourself, celebrate your progress, and embrace the beauty of your imperfect, authentic self. Until next time, keep it real. See you next time on Real, Raw, Relevant. Real Raw Relevant, book by Alicia Eads, is available at Barnes & Noble. Get your copy today.